Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. So today I want to talk about inspiration. Inspiration. Where do you get your inspiration from? Where do creative ideas come from in your mind? I know for me personally, sometimes I will get an idea when I'm taking a shower or swimming. Like somehow the water tends to help bring ideas to my mind. And I was having an English class earlier this morning, and I was talking to a student about one of my favorite stories. It's a true story about an author and how he got the inspiration for his first major published book. And that book was called Carrie, and the author's name is Stephen King. Stephen King is one of the most published authors in the world. I Googled him or Wikipedia'd him, and he has sold over 350 million copies of his books. 350 million copies. And this first book, I believe it was his first book, was called Carrie. And the idea came from for his book while he was working in one of his first jobs. And Stephen King, he liked writing ever since he was a kid, and he always wanted to be a writer. But when he was going to college, his mom told him, well, you'd better have a backup plan. You know, what if you don't make it big and you can't make money writing? You need to get a job that makes money. And so I think she helped persuade him to study education. So he got a degree in education. So with his degree in education, the idea was that if he needed to get a stable job, he could become a teacher. So once he graduated from college, he wasn't making any money. He needed to make some money. And so he applied for a job to be a teacher. And unfortunately, there were no openings for teachers. There was no opportunity where he was living. And so, but there was a job available as a high school janitor. And a janitor is the guy who sweeps the floors, takes out the garbage, cleans the toilets in a school. So this is a very low-paying job, this very low social status. But this was a young Stephen King, and he needed to pay the bills. He needed to make money. So he took that job as a janitor. And while he was a janitor, he was responsible for sweeping the floors, like I said, taking out the trash, cleaning the restrooms. And one day, he was cleaning the walls of the restroom and cleaning up like the showers. So they had showers where the kids go to take their showers after gym class or after PE class, right? You have to take a shower. And he was cleaning the women's restroom. And as he was in the women's stall next to the toilet, he noticed there was the toilet paper dispenser. And next to the toilet paper dispenser, there was another box. And that box was a mystery to him. He didn't know what it was, because in the men's restroom, sure, there's a dispenser for toilet paper, but that's it. But in the women's, there was an extra dispenser. And that dispenser, he was like fidgeting with it, and he reached in, and to his surprise, it was a sanitary pad. So that's like for emergencies. So if the girl was at school and she had her period and she didn't have the proper, you know, her own sanitary pads, then she would have that for an emergency use. It's like a period is a taima, or like the jochi. So in the girl's period, when she has her period, then she needs to use these absorbent sanitary pads to absorb the blood, right? And so this idea of what if you had a girl and she was like, say, the first time she had her period and she didn't know what it was. So what if she thought that she was bleeding and dying because all this blood is coming out? And you know what, that was the idea that sparked the beginning of his story for a novel. And that novel developed into the novel of Carrie. And it's a horror story, kind of supernatural. It's a scary book, but I read it, and there's also a movie. You can watch the movie. And it all started, the idea for this great story, it's a great story, started when the author, Stephen King, was working in a shitty job being a janitor in a high school. And so that toilet that he cleaned sparked the idea to make him millions of dollars, because then he sold all those books, and then they made a movie, and he made tons and tons of money. But that idea all came from, you know, him cleaning the women's restroom in a high school when he couldn't find any other job. He was just, you know, sweeping up the floor and working as a janitor. So that's where his inspiration came from. And I don't want to spoil the book, but it's worth a read. And the little girl, she ends up having special abilities, like Chao Neng. She has these superpowers, and she can move things with her mind, and that's called telekinesis, when you can move objects with your mind. And the kids at school were really mean to her, and then there's a story of revenge. You go Bao Chou De Gu Shi, right? So it's a very good story, and it's once you start reading it, you can't stop. It's a very engaging story. So that's it for today, my friends. I just wanted to talk about how that authors and people get their inspiration from all kinds of different experiences in life. And although it's a created fictional story, the inspiration came from his real life experience of cleaning up a restroom toilet stall. And that's Stephen King, one of the best-selling popular authors in America or in the world of all time. So that's the story for today. I hope you enjoyed that. I will see you next time. I'm Carl, your favorite American English tutor. Thanks for listening. This was the Streetwise English Podcast. Check it out, the book or the movie Carrie by Stephen King. And now you know the story of how Stephen got that idea. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.